Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 76. This chapter has 13 psukim in it. We continue the chapters written by Asaf. Meforshan explained this parak is written in reference to the miracle that took place when Hashem saved Yisrael from the Assyrian army. It also references the war of Gog Magog that'll take place towards the end of the final redemption. And this is also a victory song about the revelation of Hashem's presence in this world. Now for the parak summary. The chapter relates in a celebratory manner how God's name will be elevated throughout the land, because it'll be known how God shielded Yisrael by stopping the arrows from being shot at them. God possesses more strength than any military does. No tanks or artillery can stop him. He's pure light. The enemy's camp will be stunned. When God shows himself to the earth, all will be humbled. God is the true judge. He alone will decide the verdict. The parak closes with Asaf explaining, God will cause man to be frustrated. Then he'll be forced to acknowledge the presence of God. At the end of the day, all mankind will acknowledge God. Therefore, it's fitting to dedicate yourself to him and bring tribute. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 9 and 10, it says, Mishamayim hishamata din eretz yira v'shakta b'kum l'mishpat Elohim l'oshia kol anvei eretz ela. In heaven you pronounced the verdict. The earth feared and was still as God rose to execute judgment to save all the humble on earth, Selah. The Ramat Wali explains, when God reveals his din, judgment in the world, of course the entire world goes quiet. It's precisely because God's judgment is good that it leads to quietness and tranquility afterwards. The Ramat Wali continues to explain, it's like a woman giving birth. After the baby is born, people understand what all the pain was for. But if you didn't know a baby was going to be born afterwards, there'd be no possible way to mitigate the pain of labor. Similarly, I once saw in the Yismach Yisrael, the purpose of judgment is to bring you to the recognition God is the one running the show. So if a person can look at the source of the judgment and somehow truly connect to the fact it's really for the good, that in itself will mitigate the judgment on the person. That's what's called havtakas hadinim, sweetening the judgment at its source by insightfully seeing for yourself the goodness within the harshness. That it's merit to fix all the judgments in the world by deeply seeing God is and does good. Hakol l'tova, it's all good. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.